We want people to give because of the love of Christ in their hearts, sharing what they have. And if they know of a need, there's nothing wrong with giving for it. But the church is constantly putting this leverage on. They're getting people to go out, and as you may or may not know, borrow money to give. They're going to build a building, so they want everybody to go out and borrow money to give for the building project. Now, that's a very poor way to go. Okay, now what is all of this coming down to? It's coming down to a very simple point. I gave you the scripture text that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are the called according to His purpose. And immediately people take that verse and say, well, maybe I'm not fulfilling God's purpose, so I have no right to think that everything is going to work together for good. And I'm saying we're all under that umbrella. If you're a Christian, you're the called of God according to His purpose, if you've taken Christ into your heart. And whether you think you're serving as much as somebody else or not is secondary. And I'm saying to you, the only basis of service, whether you're talking about giving or talking about witnessing or whatever it is, the only basis should be that your heart tells you that this is something you want to give or something you want to do for Christ. And there will be a flow to it, you see. It'll come up naturally. The Lord has somebody he wants you to work with or talk to or whatever, it'll come in naturally. If the Lord has some change in your life to make, it'll work in naturally. I'm not in favor of the radical readjustment things. There's a flow there to your life. There's a flow that takes into consideration your gifts, your abilities, the status of your Christian experience, the maturity you're at. There's just so many different angles that come at play in your life that you can hardly do any manipulating yourself. You can't engineer your situation. You take it as it comes and flow with it. For example, if you're in a given job and you may not like it very well, but don't start casting around for other jobs just because you don't like it. But put it in the Lord's hands. If something comes up, check it out. You know, maybe some brother comes up and say, by the way, they're hiring over at the Ajax spindle makers or something. And you say, well, I've been looking, I think about getting some other job, so I'll go check it out. Well, fine. There's no objection to that. Something comes into your mind and is very strong, and you think to yourself, you know, maybe I'd be better off in this other thing over here, and you go and check it out. There's nothing wrong with that. Just let your life flow along in the Spirit, and you'll grow, and you'll be stronger. You won't be so erratic in your behavior patterns, because people get messages from God so often, I mean, in quotes, messages from God, that throw them off course. Things are going well, they're at peace, everything, then all of a sudden, especially someone comes in with a side angle. I think in what Paul said in Galatians, you did run well, who did hinder you? See? Christians and non-Christians alike come in with these obtuse things that, you know, you're going along fine, somebody starts to question whether you're really all you ought to be or not. And they bring some of their own brand of faith or religion or attitudes, and they interject them into your life. And then you get all upset and disturbed. Are you really serving the Lord enough? Are you really giving enough? Are you really making the full use of your life? You must have our thing in order to really be doing what God wants. So that's, of course, one of the most common things. And the charismatics come at you with that. And you say, well, have you really been baptized in the Spirit, you know? Now, this is one of those darts that puncture you and get you off course. If you and God are getting along all right and your life is flowing along, don't let anybody from the outside come in and question your position. You're doing what you think the Lord wants, and the parents come along and say, well, you're not doing enough, or the preacher says it, or whatever. It's what I've said to you before, that I've never yet met a pastor from anywhere, anytime, that was really satisfied with his people. Never. There's always something more they ought to be doing. Giving more, going more, praying more, reading more, something. That's not true of myself. I'm satisfied with all of you. Of course, I have no right to make a judgment even, but not that it matters much to God whether I'm satisfied or not with you, but at least I can say I'm sure He is. I've told you before, one of the most devastating songs you'll ever hear from the congregation or from the soloist or anything is the one, I am satisfied, I am satisfied, I am satisfied with Jesus. But the question comes to me as I think of Calvary, is he satisfied with me? That's a great note to leave the church on, you know. It's one of those devastating human witticisms that, to give a half-truth, that throw people off course. They just keep throwing everybody off balance.